Luke chapter 17. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "It must be that offences will come, but woe to that man through whom the offence comes." Now, in the Bible, to offend somebody means to make them to stumble. And that is really the worst kind of sin, when you make someone else stumble or trip over. Because we're walking to the kingdom of God. But if somebody trips over, falls flat on their face, won't go on, and you made them do that, you stopped them living forever. And Jesus said, unfortunately, this is going to happen, but just make sure it's not you that does it. It were better for that person that a millstone, that's what they use to grind corn, that a millstone was hanged about his neck and he was thrown into the sea, than that he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turns again to you, saying, "I repent," you shall forgive him. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." In other words, even if somebody's repentance does not look very sincere, if they do the same thing to you seven times a day, you still forgive them. And remember in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." Now, if we want to be forgiven, we must forgive others, and we are to forgive them knowing that the same attitude we have to them is that which God will show to us. Now, it seems to me that we don't repent of all our sins. And so we need to forgive people anyway, whether or not their repentance is sincere, because we don't repent of all our sins, and yet we believe that God will still forgive us and accept us. And that's, of course, difficult. And that's why the apostles said, "Increase our faith." And the Lord Jesus said, "If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed," that's a very tiny little seed, a little bit of real faith, "you could say to this sycamore tree, 'Be plucked up by the root and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. But which of you, having a servant ploughing or feeding animals, will say to him immediately when he has come from the field, 'Go and sit down to food,' and won't rather say to him, 'Well, make my food ready for me and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards you will eat and drink?' Does he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. Because slaves were just there to do everything for the master. And they didn't even thank their slaves for what they did, because that's who a slave was, just doing what the master told them. And so Jesus said, 'So you likewise, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, you should think, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do.'" So Jesus is saying that we are to act as if we are the slaves of Jesus, and that even if we do everything that's commanded us, which of course we don't, well, all the same, that means that we're still just slaves. And yet, of course, he's going to go on to say, "But I have not called you slaves, but friends. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we are freed from this slavery. And the great thing is that because of that, we want to serve him all the more." It happened, as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the middle of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, who stood far off. Now, under the law of Moses, if somebody had leprosy, this skin disease, they had to live separately. They couldn't mix with other people. They had to be totally isolated. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." Now, if somebody was made clean of leprosy, they had to go to the priest and offer a sacrifice. But I suppose that that didn't happen very often. And as they were going, they were made clean. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now the Jews despised the Samaritans because they weren't, as they thought, pure Jews. And Jesus said, weren't there 10 healed? But where are the other 9? They were not found that returned to give glory to God apart from this Gentile. And he said to him, arise and go your way. Your faith has made you whole. So this is a great lesson in being thankful. And it's one of the, I think, one of the worst features of human nature, that we are not grateful. That's why it's really good to regularly thank God for food and to thank God for all that we get. And, you know, these other 9 lepers would have been like, oh, yay, we're healed, great. Oh, yeah, now we can get on with our lives. But the only one of them turned back and thanked Jesus and praised God. So it's a real warning to us to be grateful, to have a grateful spirit and not to be demanding and not to assume that this is my right.